Every time we look at Aston Villa, they're just signing a new extension or a new contract with Unai Emery.
I know. They just like to do this.
I genuinely thought that this was old news. The more times he does it, the better, John.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Rugby Daily on Off The Ball.
Welcome to Friday's Rugby Daily. I'm John Duggan, and on the way, Munster bring back the big guns for Ulster Clash, thoughts on Sam Prendergast, and Hugo Keenan hits his seventh stride. First up, Munster are bidding to retain their URC title this season. They're top of the table ahead of this weekend's fixtures. They play Ulster at Thomond Park at 5:15 on Saturday. Coach Graham Rowntree has made a statement with a starting 15. Provincial legend Peter Mahoney is one of six personnel changes from the side, which beat Edinburgh last time out. The other players to return are Simon Zebo, Sean O'Brien, Rory Scannell, Stephen Archer and Orgy Snayman. Ulster coach Richie Murphy has named an unchanged 15 from that which beat Leinster a fortnight ago. Now, Leinster and Connacht meet tonight at the RDS. It is a 17th start in blue for Sam Prendergast, who is named at out half. There's a lot of reflection around Leinster following a third straight Champions Cup final defeat last weekend, and whether there should be changes now in personnel next season. The former Munster and Ireland international Alan Quinlan has told Off The Ball Breakfast that Leinster should take a punt on Prendergast.
I think it'd be great in some ways if he's not going to get game time next year, Sam Prendergast, that he does go to Connacht and play. But I'd be putting my stock in him.
Yeah.
Prendergast. Well, if you are, don't send him out on loan. Yeah,
right. Would it be a bad move?
No, it wouldn't be a bad move. It just depends. There's no point in him sitting in Leinster next year and being behind Harry Byrne, Ross Byrne and Kieran Frawley and potentially Jordy Barrett, who...
Yeah.
Don't be surprised if he's, when he arrives, starts playing 10 next year for him. Oh, yeah, he could do.
Jesus, if he's another one in line for 10.
Well, if you have Robbie Henshaw, Gary Ringrose, James Lowe, Jimmy O'Brien, Jordan Larmour, or Hugo Keenan, where are you going to play Jordy Barrett? So you're going to, you can put him straight in at 10. He's played 10 many times.
I mean, Larmour might be the vulnerable one, but I mean, listen again.
But Jimmy O'Brien is there. That's the wings. Like, they're not going to play Jordy Barrett over Jimmy O'Brien in the wing either. You know what I mean? So, look, who knows? I think Sam Prendergast is a very good player. I think he's huge. Potentially, ceiling is high, and he just needs to play matches. So, maybe this is a statement tonight to say that we want to see him. We want him to play, and. He's still very young and he still has a fair bit to learn. And we saw that with Jack Crowley for a number of years. Jack Crowley hasn't just started playing for Munster last year. He's there 4 or 5 years and he's got exposed to tough European games away. And I remember him playing in Cass about 5-6 years ago in the south of France. Tough kind of outing for any player. And he stood up well and he's shown his credentials. So... Sam Prendergast needs to be exposed, obviously, to play matches. For me, I'd be keeping him at Leinster and I'd be trying to push him ahead. And
because any time he started, he's really slotted in.
He still has a lot to learn, actually, and physically, he getting up to speed at the physicality and the pace and all that kind of stuff. Mm. But he's a very good player. It's an interesting one to see. Obviously, if he ends up going, number one, it's a personal thing maybe that he wants to go there. And it would actually do his development brilliantly.
Now, one man who will not be involved for Leinster tonight is their fullback, Hugo Keenan. He's been playing 7 rugbies in Madrid, where he helped Ireland beat South Africa by 26 points to 21. Keenan played the first half of the game as he reacquaints himself with the sport ahead of the Paris Olympics. Gavin Mullen scored 2 tries for Ireland in the match. James Topping's side will now play Fiji and New Zealand on Saturday. The women's team lost 33-14 to Australia today. They took on France and Fiji on Saturday in Pool B. Remember, the women's team and the men's team both going to the Olympic Games in Paris. That is it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you every Monday to Friday free of charge. And I'm John Duggan, Rugby Daily, because of the Bank Holiday weekend. We'll be back next Tuesday. Until then, enjoy your weekend and thanks for listening as always.
Rugby Daily on Off The Ball.